Welcome to the Retired Excited Podcast. Retired Excited, the show where we give retired and want to be retired folk a look at how great retired life can be. Here we talk to men and women who are happily retired and loving their life. We explore the techniques, activities, beliefs, and excitement of these happy retirees and examine how every Tom, Dick, and Mary can benefit from their experience. Together, we will delve into what retired happiness really looks like and how anyone can achieve it.
Here is your host, Henry Shapiro.
Hey folks, Henry here, Retired Excited, the show providing inspiration for people who are nearly retired, newly retired, or say they're never going to retire. If you're nearing retirement and fearful of what lies ahead, you don't need to be. If you're already retired and wondering how to fill your days, then this show is exactly for you. Here we talk to retired people doing things that make them happy. Things from stamp collecting to cruising, from dancing to touring the world on a motorbike. There's an exciting stage of life to be enjoyed after full-time work, and it's got nothing to do with your financial situation or social position. We talk to everyday retired people who are living the life they want, and we talk to a few professionals to get expert advice. And I chip in with some of my own experiences. Hi folks, Henry here with episode number 35 of Retired Excited. There's a few things as I'm getting older that really annoy me. Getting old and cranky and stiff, lots of things. Today's guest, Betty Anderson, I think has discovered the perfect activity for people of any age, and certainly people who are retired. It combines exercise, companionship, trains your memory, involved with music, and it's addictive. Addictive in a good way. Betty absolutely loves line dancing. She started to learn after she retired, and she was soon dancing 7 and 8 times a week. It's a great activity for retirees, and if you think age is going to stop you, just listen and work out what you think Betty's age is as we go along. In this discussion, we talk about how you get started, where to learn the steps, and surprisingly, the steps are similar to ballroom dancing, and that's something that shocked me. Anyhow, we talk about much, much more. Line dancing, or boot scooting, as it's sometimes called, used to involve cowboy hats and jeans and big buckles on your belt, but it's not like that anymore. The dress is more casual, and anyone can get involved. A point that Betty raised that I hadn't really considered is that line dancing is a social activity which is ideal for single people. So, ladies, if you have a partner who's a bit resistant, you can just go by yourself. Betty did, and she's still hooked up with line dancing 20 years later. Anyone can learn the basics. There's a myriad of information on YouTube clips if you're interested, and you can be assured that everyone had to learn sometime, and the beginner's classes are everywhere. So obviously, Betty is an enthusiast. Let's hear her talk about it.
Good evening, Betty. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
It's not really evening, is it? What is it?
It's, well, it's getting
good afternoon, I should have said. Betty, this podcast, and that's what we call them, podcasts, are about people who are retired. You're a retired lady, aren't you?
Oh, yes, certainly retired.
How long ago did you retire?
I retired 20 years ago.
All right, and what were you doing? What were you doing before you retired?
Before I retired, I worked for Roger David Menswear in the office. I was their office manager.
Sorry, I was going to say, that was before computers.
Well, when I first started with them, yes. Yeah.
So what sort of thing were you doing day to day?
When I first started with them, I started in their credit departments, because that's when menswear had, you didn't have cards and things, you had credit, you know. I worked in their credit department for people that put their suits and whatever they bought onto the higher purchase sort of thing.
Higher purchase.
Yes. Going back quite a while.
I can't remember what shop it was in town. You used to go in and you'd buy something and they'd put the money in a little tube.
Yeah, and send
it. Roger David?
No, it wasn't Roger David. I think they mainly did that in grocery stores and things like that. Yeah. But they did it in a lot of places. But I started in Elizabeth Street in the city.
Yes.
And then we moved to Claremont Street, South Yarra. Mm-hmm. And they're still in there. But I think my daughter-in-law, actually, who I got the job for, when she's head of the payroll. She's payroll manager. She still works there.
As you came towards leaving, retiring, what jobs did you have then?
Just trying to think whether I was property manager or franchise manager, but I know I was one of them, probably did a bit of both of them.
Yeah.
So we had franchise stores then, so I would be franchise manager when we went through that. And I also looked after their properties that they... So anything to do with, you know, accounts and things like that.
Did you have to retire at a certain age, or
no,
did you?
No, I did it after, you know, I just thought it was time, because we could retire when we were 60 then. Now they've put it up to about 70 or something, and maybe even longer.
Stupid.
Yes. Yeah, before you could get any, pension or anything. So
yeah.
I was able to retire when I turned 60.
So you decided that yourself?
I decided that, yes. I've decided that at 30 years I'd had enough.
Yeah. As you were coming up to retirement, were you looking forward to it?
Yes, I was. I was very much so looking forward to it. But I could have gone back and just helped them, part-time. I did that for a little while. But then I thought, no, I'll give it away altogether.
Yeah.
Mainly because we had moved. It was just getting a bit too far for travelling so forth.
So you're coming up to retirement. You're looking forward to retirement.
Yeah.
Now, you were living with your husband at that time.
Yes.
He was with you?
Yes.
Was he retired?
He didn't retire. He was only working part-time, but he didn't retire about a year after I did. But he was working when I first retired.
What were the two of you expecting to do after you retired? Did you have plans of how it was
all
going
really,
to be?
But we did, decide, and we went we went to Fiji.
Oh,
and
okay.
Had a nice holiday in Fiji. Then my husband got very sick, and he was sick for 10 years.
Yes, as you're telling me before, that he's been gone 4 years now.
Yes, he has.
Now, what I was wanting to talk to you about was dancing.
Yes.
What sort of dancing are you doing?
Line dancing.
So we're not waltzing, we're not doing the foxtrot.
No, but we're doing line dancing.
Yeah.
And the steps in line dancing are actually the same as what you would do if you were ballroom dancing. Like if you were doing a samba, you would do the samba step. So we can do a samba, we do mambo step. But it's just to the music, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, or you count 1, 2, 3 for a waltz. And, so if you can do ballroom dancing, you can do line dancing.
Really? Well, now, had you done this before you retired?
No, I hadn't, no.
So when did you start? How did that all work?
Well, when I retired from work, my husband was still working part-time and that, and I thought, no, I need something to do rather than just, sitting around the house. So I was looking for something, and I actually came across line dancing. Started there, I'd never done it before. Rawhide was doing classes at Brandon Park, which was just a 5-minute walk from my house. And I took that up and started with one class and ended up doing, every day and every night.
Oh, really?
And weekends. And, I became, I really enjoyed it.
Became fanatical.
Yeah, I did actually, yeah. Yes.
What was it about it what caused you to be fanatical? What was it about it that
loved the music, loved the dancing, and the exercise was the main one of the things. It's great exercise.
Really?
Well, I think it is, because you're moving all the time, and you're sort of, and we had a lot of fun, it was very good, met some lovely people. From one class on a Sunday, I ended up going practically every day in the week.
Did you have friends who were doing it before you started?
No.
No? No. So you walked in, said...
Yes,
I'm going to learn this.
I'm going to learn this, and thank goodness I became quite good at it. I then became second in charge with the teacher that was running it. She would be teaching, and she'd give me the beginners to teach.
Right. Did your husband at the time, did he get involved as well?
No, not at all. But he didn't mind me going. No, he not at all. He was a homebody.
What sort of people were in the classes?
What sort of people?
Did youngsters come along, or were they mostly retired people? Or
No. There was a lot of them that I was, got friendly with. with and so forth were the same age as my children, sort of thing, so I could have been their mother. But no, there's all different types.
But did they take any notice of you?
Oh, yes, they did.
They did. They did. Oh, it's all right. So you were 60 or just after your 60th, just like your 60, 61, 62?
Yeah, I'd had my 60th birthday.
And a lot of the people there were, let's say, in their 40s? Or
yeah, 40s, mm-hmm. yeah. Then it became quite, I think, that a lot of Asians then became interested in it.
Right.
And
I didn't realise that.
Oh, yes, the Asians absolutely loved their line dancing.
Is line dancing the same thing as boot scooting?
Yes, well, it is, yes. But after the first year of that, I started with them. We did wear all, you know, jeans and hats and belts and buckles and all of that. But then the crazy overseas, say, in Scotland and London and so forth, was mm-hmm. that they stopped wearing all this and just started wearing, you know, casual clothes and so forth. So all the boots and that all sort of went.
That went.
But that was a few years after I started with them.
Okay. And folks, when you look at the website, you'll see a picture. Betty in the pink hat.
That'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be fun. And we used to have socials and this, you know, and all the different clubs would go to a social as well.
Okay.
They had an annual social. It wasn't a social, it was a ball, they called it, Victorian line dancing ball.
Now, that brings up a different issue. Mm-hmm. Is there some overarching organisation that looks after it?
Yeah, well, there's the Victorian Line Dancing Association.
I see.
But most of them do run it all on their own. Like, they don't need to be a member of it or that, but a lot of the teachers are members of it.
So to be a teacher, do you need to be accredited?
No.
It doesn't work like that. No.
No, no.
So is there grades?
No, there's no grades. That's right. There's no grades. No. Well, no, we did, when I got the trophies that I've got there, mm-hmm. our club did do, you know, at that stage, they don't do it anymore, but which you did, we had to be examined by other teachers from Sydney. You had certain dances to do and they would watch what you did and have all the steps, whether you were good at it or bad or otherwise. And right.
So just explain to the listeners how it works. Is there a caller who calls the steps, or are you always, or is there a routine of steps?
There's a routine of steps, yes, and we get copies of it, and you can go on the internet and you get scripts, like with the dance, and that shows you what steps there is and so forth. Like, so you might tell them to vine to the right, so side behind side, so that's four steps, and you tell them, you know. So you, being the teacher, will actually call out the steps.
Okay, so you do call, calls.
Yeah,
yes.
Call out the steps.
Folks, as you can hear, I'm right out of my depth here. I've got no idea.
No idea.
No idea how this works.
Well, would you like to see a script like that we work from when we're teaching?
Yeah, I'd love to see a script.
I had a clean out in my office and got rid of them. Got rid of lots of things when I left my home in Wheelershill. See, that's a waltz. That's a country waltz. Calling out, you would say, forward change, back change, cross, twinkle, so, and then you would show them how to do it. You know, it tells you step left across and so forth. So they actually, you know, tell you how to do the dances. But our teacher that we had, she knew it all without, you know, one, she would learn them at home.
Let's pretend I want to learn how to line dance.
Mm-hmm.
I front up at a dance studio.
Yeah.
Tell me how it works. What would happen?
You would stand in a line, because that's why it's called line dance.
Yes,
you would stand in a line, and the teacher would be saying, now we're going to do country waltz, say. And she would say, so now you're going to...
Is country waltz the name of the tune.
It's the dance. It's the actual dance.
So it could be to different songs.
It could be to different music. As long as it was the wartime music.
I see. Yeah, sorry. Yes. Go on.
No, that's all right. So, you know, you would just go and basic waltz, you would say left on the spot, which is one, and back on the spot.
Right.
And then you twinkle, which is cross side, side, cross side, side.
Remembering I know nothing, so the teacher would say, this is how we do a twinkle.
Standing there and she'll show you what to do.
Right.
Like you're standing in front of them and they're standing in rows.
Yep.
So she would then, as I said, if you were doing a waltz, you would just say, basic waltz step is left on the spot, back right on the spot, cross side, side, cross side, side.
Oh, I see.
Turn to. And yeah.
So after a little while, twinkle, let's say.
Yeah.
You know what that is. And so if she says twinkle, you're into it straight away.
Yes, you know what it is. Yes, okay. It's good to learn, you know, what the steps are, and then you can just, you know, instead of having to wait, watch the teacher all the time, you would know what to do.
Right, yes. I see. So being a teacher, and you were a teacher, you're having to think ahead all the time.
Oh, yes. It
must be quite complicated for you.
When you get older, I just do, for exercise and for, you know, meeting, I do a little class here in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have never, ever done line dancing before.
Mm-hmm.
And now they absolutely love it. And they sort of, you know, and it's good exercise for us. And I don't charge anything. I just go for the exercise as well and for the fun.
I must say, if you ever see pictures of people line dancing, they're always smiling. It seems to be very happy.
It really is. If you go into the internet on YouTube, you'll see how they do it, and you'll see the teacher teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
No, I have not. No.
Well, if you go onto YouTube and you'll see whatever dance it might be, they put it all on YouTube nowadays.
No, I say that because sometimes you see ballroom dancing; they look very stern. They don't.
Oh, yes.
They don't really look as though they're enjoying themselves.
Oh yes, but they do. Most of them become addicted to it. They love the line dancing, and then.
Right. How many people do you need in a group to make it a worthwhile exercise? Like, could four people do it?
Absolutely.
Do you need 10 people?
I only have that here in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I only have three or four, you know, ladies that, you know, want to sort of do it. And other ones, you know, sometimes you can have 16. Just, you know, be left with two or three.
Whoever turns up on the day.
Yeah, that's all it is. Just come along, have some fun, do some line dancing. And
is it a problem if some people know what they're doing and then you've got a new person who doesn't really know?
Yes, that does become a bit of a problem, yes. Mm-hmm. I try to get anybody that hasn't ever done it before to come half an hour earlier.
Oh, okay.
So I can do some basic steps with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that know what to do, they know, you know, when you read out the steps, oh, we're going to do country waltz, and, you know, so they know what it is, and they don't, you know, you don't need to even be in front because they've been doing it for such a long time, and they sort of get to know. Very good for the memory as well, as you know.
When you get to our age.
Yes. Now, with my memory, and I must admit, I take this and I'll read from that.
We were talking about people enjoying themselves. Why do you think that is? What is it that makes it enjoyable?
I think the music.
Hmm?
If you put on really nice music, and I think the music has a lot to do with it. Just because it's something they can do without a partner, and you're exercising because you're moving, you know, you're not just sitting and talking with a group of people. You're up there doing something.
Do people, when they've learned it, do you think they get a feeling of accomplishment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because they can remember it. Unless you've got a bit of a memory and remember things like, then that's mm-hmm. good. But I find now that my memory's not so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how to follow. So I just follow the ones in the front of the, you know, when we turn, I can follow the ones in the side. So make sure I've got, you know, people on each side of me to follow.
Am I allowed to say what your age is?
Yes. Yeah. I don't mind. Yes.
Well, I'll just say that Betty's been doing this. She did it when she retired. She started when she retired and been going now for 20 years, or almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So it's a long time.
It's a long time. Well, the funny thing was, because I tried a couple of things there, I thought, oh, I'll take up swimming because I couldn't swim. Mm. So I went and had swimming lessons, but didn't like that. That right. That didn't sort of, and that mm. wasn't so good. But anyway, the line dancing finally got me. And that,
yes,
that was
and it. Really got you.
Yeah, that
yes.
really got me. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Going from one day a week to 8 days, you know.
Was, well, not 8 days a week.
Eight classes. Because we had morning and night.
You told me before that your husband was ill for a long time.
Yes, a long time.
I can imagine that that would be very stressful for you.
Yes, it
looking
was.
Looking after him.
Oh, yeah. It was, yes.
And dancing would be a good stress reliever. I don't know how to say that.
It was, yes, yeah. It was.
We were looking at your trophy just before.
Yes.
Tell me about the trophy and the whole idea of competition
well,
and all
they
that.
They don't do that now. Like, oh. This was just our club when I was with them. Did do that, you had got your country award, like, you know.
Okay.
And they got other, not them themselves, but other teachers from maybe Sydney or other to come mm-hmm. and evaluate
how
you were doing.
Was it competitive?
They would give you, an you know, to say whether you were very good or you weren't. And
Rawhide is the name of the
Rawhide
dance studio or the
Rawhide Boots Gurus is the name of the company. And there's a lot of other ones, but there is certainly a lot more females doing it than there is male.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think they probably think, oh, it's boot scooters, it's, you know, all cowboys and sort of, I'm not quite sure. But there's a few that I know that do it. They absolutely love it.
Now, are you still in touch with people who you started off with?
Yes, I am. And because I turn 80 soon, I'm having a party here and a lot of them will be at the party.
Because I can imagine it would become like a community of friends.
Oh,
yes,
it does. It gives you a lot of friends, yeah. And outside of line dancing, you know, maybe once a month we would go and have lunch together. With a certain, not all of them, but it's like anything, you make friends with a certain group.
For people who are coming up to retirement, is this something you would recommend to them?
Highly recommend it to them, yes.
And let's say you're talking to me and I'm about to retire.
Yes.
Convince me to go line dancing.
Well, if you're looking for something to keep exercise, to meet lovely people, to exercise your brain because you've got to remember steps and so forth, so it helps with, you know, all different parts of your body. Your arms can move, your legs can move. And the music, if you like, it's just lovely music.
So there's the people.
Yeah.
There's the music, movement.
The movement.
There's the music. Sounds ideal.
Absolutely ideal. It is really ideal.
Betty, thank you very much for talking to me about this. You've almost convinced me to do it. I'm hopeless. I'm hopeless.
Heard that from quite a lot of people saying they're hopeless. And yet there's other ones that have two left feet. They don't know when you say side behind or, you know, or right left and so forth. They don't. They have two left feet.
Do you drum it out of them?
Well, I mean, I've only been my teacher from Rawhide for years, but I've only been doing it since I've come into the village. And I only do that for us to get some exercise.
That's terrific. So thank you very much. It's really interesting. I'll look in on you when you're doing it.
You do that. But yeah, okay. You come down to the village.
That'll be great. Thanks.
That's all right.
Well, I didn't mention this at the start, but Betty was worried initially that you might need an interpreter because of her accent. I find it really easy to understand anyhow, so I hope you do too. Line dancing is something you wouldn't normally think about, isn't it? Boot scooting? It's been a really big part of Betty's retired life. She loves it, as you can tell, and for lots of reasons. It's good fun. That's the main thing. It's good fun. I didn't mention that at the beginning. People who go and start line dancing have a sense of joy about them. As I said during the interview, sometimes you watch ballroom dancing and it all looks a little bit grim. I know that the people are enjoying themselves, but it just seems a bit grim. But line dancing, they always seem to be getting up and happy about it. For that reason, apart from anything else, I think it's a terrific thing for retired people to do.
there's the other aspect to keep your body moving, keeps you fit, and certainly that's why Betty does it. She does it for the exercise and for her love of the music and to train your memory as well. So for all of us, that can't be a bad thing, train your memory. People become hooked on it, and I can well see how that could be the case. And probably most importantly, or something that is important to me anyhow, is the companionship aspect of it. This is something that you can do, a companionable thing, a social activity that you can do, even if you are on your own, and have really good fun. I love it. I love the idea of it. I'm a hopeless dancer, but I'm going to have a little look in on Betty and the class and see what gives. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Betty is an absolute treasure. Leave me a comment in the reply box at the bottom of the page, please. And don't forget to push the share button right at the foot of the page. If you want to get hold of me, it's henry@retiredexcited.com. Hope you've enjoyed it. That's all for today. And peace, health, happiness. I'll see you next week. Bye now.
I like that.
I'm going to give that a go for sure.
Ian Robert, that's terrific.
That was interesting. What a good idea.